You know what? You know, a guy called me and was like, "Dexter, I see you follow the Cleveland Browns." I said, "Well, no, I didn't." And I went on there and I saw it. So I don't know how that happened. I personally didn't do it, but you know, it was a lot of uproar online, and you know, everybody see where I ended up now.
So was it Tennessee all along? I mean, before the day even started?
You know what? I believe things happen for a reason. We were talking to Tennessee, definitely. But you know, I'm just glad to be back here. Back here in the South, man, it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful atmosphere, fan base. It's gonna be fun.
What about this team that you're coming to attracts you?
What about this team? I would say just opportunity. You see guys that work hard. You see guys with great character as far as the players. I was watching from a distance, you know, me being somewhere else. But you just see the fans are behind you. Just the excitement that you know this town, this city can have. I just want to come here and just do the best that I can to, you know, bring a little bit more to it.
Your versatility's been praised. The coach just said how much he wants to try to keep opponents off balance and trying to plan for everything. How do you take your role in that?
You know what? What's been good for me and what's been working is my versatility. Being able to, you know, line up at the receiver, line up at the running back, go and return punts or kicks or whatever it may be. And it keeps guys guessing, you know, defensive coordinators, you know, if they don't know, if they have to guess, you know, you got one step above them. So
when people ask you what position you play, what do you tell them?
Whatever position the coach puts me at, that's what I'm going
to
play.
What meeting room do you expect to be in?
To be honest, it's going to be interesting to figure that out. You know, I don't know that answer now. I have to wait till, you know, I get in and take orders.
What have they told you as far as how they plan on using you and how big of a role would
Well, as you said, you know, I've obviously, you know, been able to be versatile. So right now it's going to be interesting to figure it out together, you know, what I'm going to do. So right now, I don't know. We don't know. We just have to figure it out.
An offense that you consider running routes out of the backfield to be one of your strengths and one of the things that presents matchup problems?
Most definitely. You know, me being a running back all my life and then converting to receiver in college, you know, it kind of, you know, elevated my game a little more to where now I can do both, you know, and that's the upside to my game.
Have you kind of wanted a chance to do more, I guess, throughout your career, too? I mean, you haven't taken off, I guess, in the offense like you had as a returner. Do you think this is a spot where you do that, and is that an area where you've kind of been hoping for more opportunities in the past?
You know what? All you can ask for is opportunity, and when you get that opportunity, you have to take the best advantage of it. And you know, if I get the opportunity to, you know, be a key piece to this offense, or to this organization, to this team, you know, I'm gonna take it and try to hold on to it as long as I can.
Do you expect to?
Dexter, you've seen what has happened with guys similar to you in positions with Coach Wisenhunt's offense, obviously Danny Boyd.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I gotta think for that excites you and gets you pretty pumped up, doesn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, like you said, with Woodhead, you know, great guy, high motor. You know, kind of the same physical stature. You know, we're both tall. you know, but you know, it had me very excited. You know, to go back and watch the success that he had with him, and knowing that, you know what, Dex, you might be able to do the same thing. So it's exciting.
You joke about your size, but how much harder is it for a smaller guy like you to make it in the NFL, and how rewarding to be here on this day with a deal like this?
You know what? You know, all my life, it's been the same story. You're too small, but it never bothered me because when I tell everybody, they laugh at me all the time. When I'm on the field, I feel the same size as everybody else. So to answer that question, it's not hard at all to be this size to last in the NFL, and I'm glad that I get the opportunity to show that here in Tennessee.
Are there advantages to it? Can you hide, so to speak,
yeah,
or are you slippery? And at 170 pounds, I imagine you don't take a lot of straight shots.
Most definitely. You know, with the guy, you know, my height, 5'8" and a quarter. I have to add that quarter in to make it. But 5'8" and a quarter, you know, I can get lost behind the crowd. And by the time you see me, it might be too late, you know. And, you know, with my shiftiness, I try to avoid as much contact as I can. Obviously, it's a contact sport, but, you know, it has its perks.
Do you know Leon Washington? I know he's been prominent at kick returner. That's kind of been his thing. You've had most of your success, I guess, as a punt returner. Potentially, you guys have one of the best return games in the league, you think, with the two of you? And part of you want to do kicks, too?
You know what? Funny story. I was actually out of high school. I went to the Florida State camp.
Okay.
And he was actually coming out of the locker room. I was like, man, this guy's huge. I mean, he's as far as muscle-wise stature, but just knowing that the success that he's had and, you know, the success that I had, you know, as far as the special teams punt returner, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be motivating, you know. Whether he makes a big play or I make a big play, we can feed off that, and hopefully the whole unit can.
Do you hope to get more touches in the run game here than you did in the last year in Kansas City?
You know what? As a football player and as a competitor, you always want, you know, the opportunity to get the ball more. But, you know, you have to just be ready when your number's called. And when it's called, make sure you're doing the right thing and making plays, and you will get the ball.
Who's a good number of touches, you think, for you now?
You know what, I can't say that. You know, I don't know. You know, like I said, as a competitor, and I'm sure if you ask anybody else this question, you want the ball all the time. You know, it obviously may not happen that way, but you want the mindset is, you know what, whatever it's going to be, I can handle it.
Obviously, things came and went in Kansas City. You know, one year you got a lot of carries. Another year you lined up predominantly in a slot. But your numbers overall weren't as big as I imagine you would have liked. What were some of the contributing factors there that maybe you didn't get to be as much of an offensive weapon as the Titans think you can?
It was a lot of moving pieces. You know, went through a few head coaching changes, offensive coordinator changes. But in this league, you know, adversity is going to strike. You know, things might not go the way you want it to, but you know what? You never lose focus. You know the type of player that you are, and you just hope that someone still notices that, you know, you can be that player. And to have the opportunity to come here and be able to showcase it, it's a beautiful thing.
Do you look at the weapons that you're surrounded with when you were picking a team and think this is a team where you can get that matchup you're looking for because of the other guys that are out there?
Yeah, you always have to think that. You know, this is a team sport. You know, you can't go out there and do it by yourself. So if you got some explosiveness, if you got some guys that can really, you know, get the job done, and, you know, I have the opportunity to come in and add a piece to that, I mean, it can be electrifying. So when I am sitting down, when I am talking and discussing, you know, where am I going to go? You have to take all of that into account and really weigh your options. And, I mean, this was definitely the right fit.
Did your new general manager tell you he went to Ole Miss?
He definitely did tell me he went to Ole Miss, you know. And Ole Miss is a special place. You know, I get there all the time, and it's always good to have friends or to have a general manager, you know, that shares some of the same ties as you.
And you touched on being back in the South. You know, Kansas City, not real far from here, but how good to be back here, kind of an SEC country, and you have any connections in this area?
You know what, like I said, at Ole Miss, you know, I created a lot of relationships, whether it was through the community, through the ball club, and just, you know, my overall character, just, you know, being myself at all times. It got me a long way, you know, in college. And I think now the respect that the people have for me, that, you know what, this guy, yeah, he's in the NFL. Yeah, people may view him as, you know, this celebrity, but he's still down to earth. He's still humble, and, you know, he's a regular guy.
Do you know any guys on this team?
Actually, Jackie Battle. We actually played together in Kansas City a few years. Great guy. He actually wears number 22, so Jackie, if you're listening, if you're looking, we might need to talk to see if we can work something out.
Yeah. I hear you're a rapper.
No, I'm not a rapper. I actually sing.
You sing? Okay. Because Chris Johnson put out a rap song.
Oh, did it?
It was terrible.
Oh, it wasn't? I'm okay. You know, I'm multi-talented. You know, okay. I'm versatile on the field and off. So
you're an entertainer.
Most definitely.
So you're looking forward to meeting people in the music industry here?
Oh, most definitely. But right now, first and foremost, it's all about football. It's all about contributing.
Now you did a rap at the rookie premiere, did you?
They put me on the spot at the rookie premiere I think it was for like a free iPod, something free. I'm like, you know what, put the beat on and let me go. I'll do it.
Did you win it?
Well, actually, I just did it just to do it. But when they wanted to keep advancing, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not a rapper.
they obviously didn't sign you to be Chris Johnson, and you play a different position. Mm-hmm. They asked you to do different things. Chances are you won't be here. I mean, are you a guy that can make people, you know, not miss his absence that much? Do you have a playmaker?
Well, you know what, Chris Johnson, I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete. Fast, he's been here. People love him, you know, and you can't replace that. All you can do is come in and do the best you can do at being you, you know. So hopefully I can come in and make some things happen and help this team out. But like I said, he's a great guy, and I hope that I can come in and be just as great.
Dexter, you're part of a huge turnaround from the Kansas City team. This franchise is looking for a big turnaround, getting back to the playoffs. Is there anything you
thing I learned, it's about camaraderie, just being together, doing things together, spending that extra time. And it's all about character. If a team has good character, they're having fun on the field, you know, and it's just going to become contagious. So I would say one thing I want to bring here is just that work attitude. Just, I'm here, I'm going to keep working, I'm going to keep going fast, I'm just going to be relentless, and I'm going to love to do what I do. So if you love to do what you do, 9 times out of 10, things will be all right.
Welcome. Congrats.
All right, thank you guys. Thank you. All right, nice to meet you guys. All right.